Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You're listening to the How Do You Hustle podcast with Bronte.
Hi, Bridie, and welcome to tonight's show. I'm really interested to hear how you sort of started painting.
So it started many, many years ago. So my mum is actually an artist, and I spent a very long time, very, very, very long days as a child in the studio painting with her, watching her paint. So I've kind of been immersed in the creative lifestyle from a very young age.
And so did it kick in really early, or did it take you a while to sort of find your feet as your own sort of artist?
It took a very long time kind of to find my own feet. Like, I was always quite good at, you know, drawing and, you know, that those kind of things. So I was very worried about painting. Painting seems a bit more permanent than drawing. So it took a while, but I've hopefully got there in the end.
And so what is it that you love about painting?
Well, I really love how it makes me feel, and it's also really cool to see how it makes other people feel. Like, I get messages from people that have bought my paintings or want to buy paintings, and, you know, just to know that they feel happiness from, I guess, something that I create is pretty cool. And also the opportunity to get, like, messy and do something that I wouldn't ordinarily do in a 9-to-5 job is awesome as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it's, like, quite a creative outlet for you to just get behind the canvas and just create something. How long a week do you think you actually dedicate to your art?
Well, I've recently just moved, so I don't have my studio completely set up at the moment. But at the moment, I still try to draw or, you know, do something with oil pastels or just do something creative, you know, once a day if I can. But when I have a studio set up, it could be anything from half an hour to, you know, I dedicate the whole day to it. So it's just, it fluctuates so much of a week. I can't even put a number on it.
Do you just kind of see how the week pans out?
Yeah, exactly. So I also work in retail as well. So, you know, based on that schedule, you know, then I work out what works best for me. So it could be, you know, half an hour. So I've got a couple of days off and it's just 8 hours.
Yeah, wow. Where do you see yourself going with this over the next few years?
Well, I really want to continue painting, and I'd love to, you know, get international. It would be awesome. But what I'd really like to do is get into, like, design, design for homewares or clothing or textiles, things like that. And I'd really like to have a go at, like, jewellery making in the future. So those are the plans for the future.
Wow. So would you use sort of your art to inspire the jewellery?
Yeah. So I've got some things in mind. I don't even know how to describe them, but I think they'll look pretty cool once they end up coming into fruition.
What tools do you use for your painting? I know you obviously use a paintbrush, but I'm sure it's not that simple because your artwork is quite textured.
Obviously brushes, but also, like, knives, stencils, Sometimes I hand cut little stamps out of different things I can find, spatulas, skewers, doilies, anything that I can find that I can think, oh, this will add something or add a texture or add a pattern. I try to give it a go and see how it turns out.
Yeah, wow. And so how do you keep inspired? How do you keep, I guess, that passion alive and keep finding new inspiration in things?
Well, I spend a lot of time like going for walks, having a look around at like the flora and fauna around me. I'm really into like Australian natives at the moment, so I just went to the botanical garden just to have a look and see you know what can inspire me there. But yeah, just anything that I can find, going on walks, going for drives, stopping my car and like taking a picture. I was at a bar called Netherworld the other night, and they had flower arrangements in the girls' bathrooms that were in like alcohol bottles. And yeah, so I did a couple of those up in oil pastels just because they look cool. Like just anything that I can find.
So, is all of your art based off things you see in real life, or is some of it, I guess, from your imagination?
No, some of it's definitely from my imagination. Sometimes I wing it. Other times I've got a plan. Sometimes I look at photos. Sometimes, yeah, I just hope for the best and see how we go. I'd say less than half is probably from real life and the rest is just kind of made up in my head.
I love that. So what's been the highlight so far since you have sort of really ramped up your art?
I would still say the biggest highlight is back in 2012, I really started painting and I entered my first art show. And I was very sceptical and, like, lacked a lot of confidence, didn't think that anybody was going to like them, didn't know how it would go, kind of was very anxious about the whole thing. And every single painting sold on the first night. So I was stoked. It was awesome. I couldn't believe it. And, yeah, that feeling has just kind of kept going every single time that somebody buys something.
And I noticed that people sort of send you photos of the art in their house and stuff and you get to see it. That must be such an incredible feeling for you.
Yeah, it is. Like, I just can't believe that something that I made with my hands, like, somebody loves it enough to put it up in their house. It's ridiculous, but it's awesome.
Yeah, so cool. And it will be there for years to come, exactly.
Yeah.
But I will also ask, so what's sort of the challenge, do you think, of being a creative and doing something like painting? What are some of the challenges that you sort of face doing that?
I would say probably my biggest challenge, just in general, I have terrible time management, and paint, like, if it's a hot day, like, it will dry quickly. So you can be going really well with a painting. It looks amazing. You screw it up. You think it looks all right, but then you realise, this is terrible. You go to wash it off and it's done. So you just got to either start again on a new canvas or hope that you can fix it. But a lot of the times, you've just got to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess with anything creative, that's all part of it, is sometimes you'll be really happy with something and other times you'll go back to the drawing board, quite literally. So how's the journey been, given that your mum has been an artist for so many years and you've now gone down that path, does it sort of give you something in common and something that you two can bond over together?
Yeah, it's really good. It's nice having that kind of common interest with your mum or with a loved person. Before I moved, like, we were in the studio together, you know, and there'd be a lot of banter and back and forth and, you know, having somebody that was able to give you perspective on something that a lot of people don't really have an idea of is just great. It's awesome. But, yeah, I've still got a studio set up there, so I'll go back up and paint half and half.
Yeah, awesome. And I'll just ask you as well, if there's anyone out there that's sort of listening, I'm sure we've got some listeners ranging from quite young to maybe quite old, and if they're considering going down that creative path and pursuing their art, what advice could you give to them?
I would say just be persistent, just keep going. A lot of people, when you tell them what you do, will kind of look at you funny or like say, really, just ignore it, just go with it, keep trucking, and eventually, yeah, prove them wrong, prove them how good you are.
So, Bridie, if any of our listeners want to check out your artwork online, where's the best place for them to go?
Well, my name is a bit difficult to spell, so your best bet is probably going to my Facebook page. So you can either search Bridie Perkins Sparkles, or it's facebook.com/BridieArtist, and my name is spelled B-R-Y-D-I-E.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.